mouth and then you begin to
chew.
And after you chew it, then you would
swallow.
Okay. What would you call a dish made of cornmeal boiled with salt and water? If any. Sometimes served to sick people, they say.
Mush. Cornmeal mush. Mm-hmm. Sometimes couscous.
Is that the same as mush?
Well, not among Cajuns, but my grandmother just boiled it. She didn't dry it in the skillet afterwards the way the Cajuns do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, you talked about someone in your family making wine. What if someone made something stronger than wine, like up in the hills they might make?
Well, what is the name for it?
Illegal alcohol.
White lightning is the most common word in these parts. I can still show you where to buy it if you're interested.
No, thanks. I don't care for any. How about...
Not very good.
Homemade beer. What might you call that?
Homebrew.
Mm-hmm. And if someone
Everybody made that.
No? Something made a good impression on your nostrils, you might say, just...
I mean, it...
What you do with your nose, you...
Yeah, smell.
Mm-hmm. And, if you crushed cane and boiled the juice, you might be making...
Well, syrup or sugar, one of the two. Molasses, possibly.
Are syrup and molasses the same?
No.
How do they differ?
Well, the syrup, table syrup, that we always had at every meal, mm-hmm. that is general. For example, my father used to say when he was flat broke at Tulane, they had always free bread and free molasses, so he'd buy a dime's worth of beans and fill up on the syrup, and it's not molasses, but table syrup and bread. The syrup is clearer, thinner, and tastes better. Molasses was thought of here as something for the field hands, pretty much. The French word is sirop de batterie, which means it has been passed through a battery of sugar kettles to a point beyond that of molasses. There's another term that's common enough here, which is an almost candied syrup, which is not too well known in New Orleans, but on the outskirts it's well known in areas where sugar is still made, and that's lacrete. L-A-C-U-I-T-E.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You eat lacrete on a spoon. You lick it like a sucker, more or less.
Mm-hmm. That's one word.
Well, not originally
is it
in French. It's lacrete, but mm-hmm. I mean, you see it advertised in one word sometimes in rural grocery stores and so on.
As we run across that, and I think I spelled it as two words.
I would
it would
say
be more proper as one.
That the one word is simply, well, the fact that la is not a definite article in English, and mm-hmm. this is being used in English.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that if you said, give me some quiet, they would know what you're talking mm-hmm. about. So probably you'd better keep the liquid all both together.
Okay, thank you. Then the opposite of imitation, if the syrup is real syrup, it's...
genuine.
Mm-hmm. And if something, sugar sold retail is already in packages, but wholesale it might be sold...
by the sack.
Or in...
hundredweights?
Anything that's sold in large quantities. You say
oh, wholesale.
Selling it in... or beginning with B and ending in K?
In bulk.
Okay. Let's see. What would you call a sweet spread that's made of fruits and put on toast?
Well, if it's got big pieces of fruit in it, it's called preserves.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's sort of mashed, it's jam. And if it's thinned, strained out so that all you get is a clear jelly, then it's
mm-hmm.
jelly.
Mm-hmm. And what would you season your food with on the table?
Salt and pepper.
And if there were some...
And hot stuff.
What kind of hot stuff?
Well, every true-bred New Orleanian has some red pepper on his table in a bottle, and hot stuff is the term for Tabasco and things of that ilk.
Mm-hmm. If there were some apples on the table and a child couldn't reach it and he wanted one, he might say...
Gimme?
Mm-hmm.